This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here's what matters on July 30th, 2026. Lagos wants to triple its data center capacity to 250 megawatts by 2030. That's a lot of power, but the grid question remains unanswered, and that's the real story here. The installed base is 78.6 megawatts, the rest is pipeline. So we're looking at a big expansion, but can the grid handle it? For a builder, this means they need to think about self-generation, like solar plus storage, to mitigate the power risk. What does this mean for the broader tech ecosystem, though? Is Francophone Africa's growing fintech scene, which we're seeing now, going to be able to plug into this new data center capacity? Francophone Africa is producing some serious fintech players, and it's about time, given how long they've been ignored by investors fixated on Nigeria and Kenya. For an investor, the question is, can these new fintech players integrate with the existing banking infrastructure, and who's going to bear the cost of that integration? Yesterday, we talked about Credit Check raising $600,000 to sell lenders better risk data. And that's relevant here, because as African PropTech startups digitize property search, financing, and transactions, they're going to need access to reliable data, and that means they need to be able to trust the payment rails. African PropTech is having a moment, led by Egypt, and it's all about rewiring the real estate market. But our read at Tech Cocoon is that the real value sits in the settlement layer, not the interface layer. So we're looking for companies that can integrate with the existing infrastructure. As Africa digitizes, its cyber threat surface is growing fast, and that's a major concern, because rapid digitization has expanded the attack surface faster than the defenses, and we're seeing rising fraud and cyber risks. For an operator, this means they need to think about cybersecurity as a cost of doing business, and not just a nice to have, because the cost of a breach can be devastating. Which brings us to one of our standing questions. Who actually bears the FX risk in each cross-border corridor, and at what cost of capital? Because as we see more and more cross-border transactions, this is going to become a major issue. That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akayeza.